Some monarchs of the insect world are missing. Biological research director at the Kalamazoo Nature Center, Ashley Ann Wick, says though this year's monarch butterfly numbers are up, it's only a small increase over last year's all-time low. She says they count monarchs by tagging via the organization Monarch Watch.
You can order these little stickers, and we invite the public to come and learn from us how to tag monarchs. You put this little sticker, and it has a unique ID, almost like a social security number. And then people, since the butterflies are migrating south to their overwintering range in Mexico, will recover these monarchs, either recapturing them, or if you find a dead monarch, you can read the sticker and report that.
Also, reports from Mexico indicate monarch butterfly numbers very low after having dropped from around 45 acres 18 years ago to just a little over an acre last winter. So how come we're not seeing much of these orange and black winged critters this year around here? Ashley says it wasn't the brutal cold in January.
A couple years ago, there was that horrible drought throughout all the American Southwest. So that drought actually caused last year's decrease because all the milkweed across Texas had dried up. In Oklahoma, when they were starting to migrate north from Mexico in the spring, they just didn't have any food plants.
And no milkweed, no ag lay, no next generation. Then Ashley Ann Wick says there's a man-made factor at work.
Monsanto released Roundup Ready seeds in 1996. And 1996 was the start of the decline of the monarch that we currently see. Before Roundup Ready crops, there used to be happy little milkweed growing in the corn belt, you know, sometimes in between rows of row crops and then along the sides. Well, now farmers can just douse their crops with Roundup, and this milkweed no longer thrives across these thousands and thousands of acres of what was once milkweed habitat.
Wick says we can take action to help monarch butterflies.
If we replace some of our manicured lawns with some native plants, not only the butterfly milkweed that a lot of us know, but also just native nectar sources. These butterflies, when they're on their migratory path, they pick up these large swaths of color. So if you just plant lots of native plants that they can nectar on as they're moving south, that can help a lot.
The Nature Center offers a Learn to Tag program on the 26th from 1 to 3, plus every Tuesday in September they invite people to come along to attempt and find and tag the increasingly rare sight on Michigan's landscape.